Hello.
That didn't work out very smoothly. I was like, oh, is she gonna? Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh
We're not in sync, but whatever. It'll still work. So, welcome everybody to the sexiest voice competition
Oh,
with your
baby.
hosts, Princess Garnet and
Hello.
Amy Melly. I don't know what we can say right now. I'm excited.
We have lots of sexy
We do. We have
auditions.
9 sexy auditions.
We do. We should give some sexy teasing hints. We have some stars and some lashing and some cookies, home baked from Canada. So
Yeah.
we even have some La Traviata symphonies going on. So
Should be a good
this,
night.
yeah, well, it'll be a sexy
Like
night.
so excited to start this show. Oh my God.
I know. It's gonna be fun searching for the sexiest voice on
That isn't
VH.
us, obviously. We have to
That
take
isn't
ourselves
us.
out because it would be way too obvious who would win if we were competing, so
Basically. But that also means we're very
we
qualified, so.
are. Oh baby. I guess, well, actually I just want to say as a sort of disclaimer that since everybody's opinion of sexy is different, that don't be like complaining if we think something's sexy that you don't think is sexy, or that you think something's sexy and we don't, because it's all like personal opinion, really. And I mean, we're gonna disagree because I know several things she thinks are sexy that I don't think are sexy. So,
Yeah, and in that case, because obviously sexiness is so subjective, it like the piece itself will come into play. Like it's not going to be as intense. We don't want it to be as like intense technically
yeah, we're like looking
because of
for,
judging as it
yeah, we're just
was.
looking for the sexiest voice, not necessarily like the best singer. Just be the sexiest.
We want your sexy.
Don't want your pitch, just want your sex.
Oh, we do want your pitch. The
I won't be
pitch
able to
is
tell.
sexy, therefore.
Okay, I guess we can get things started. First up, we have Gildragon.
This is a song for the ladies, but fellas, listen closely. Don't always have to fuck her hard. In fact, sometimes that's not right to do. Sometimes you gotta make some love and fucking give her some smooches too. Sometimes you got to squeeze. Sometimes you got to say please. Sometimes you got to say, hey, I'm gonna fuck you. Softly, I'm gonna screw you gently. I'm gonna hump you sweetly. I'm gonna ball you discreetly. And then you say, hey, I bought you flowers. And then you say, wait a minute, Sally. I think I got something in my teeth. Could you get it out for me? That's fucking teamwork. What's your favorite position? That's cool with me. It's not my favorite, but I'll do it for you. What's your favorite dish? I'm not gonna cook it, but I'll order it from Zanzibar. And then I'm gonna love you completely. And then I'll fucking fuck you discreetly. And then I'll fucking ball you completely. But then I'm gonna fuck you hard.
And that was Gildragon with Fuck Her Gently. Do you want to go first? Do you want to take the first critique?
I've already actually like critiqued this because it was from Seven, but just to clarify, I don't people listen to it might not have read the thread. They had to send in like an old complete song or a new one. They could record a new one if they wanted to. And so Gillian sent in "Fuck Her Gently" by Tenacious D from the Lust Round of Seven. I like loved this the first time around, and I really like it. Especially on this show, because I really loved your tone on it. I thought it was like really sexy. I really liked your control on some of the big belts, though one was like a bit weak and not so sexy on them. That's fucking teamwork. But apart from that, I loved like the kind of raspiness that you had in places on this, and it was pretty sexy. So, woo.
This was so intimate. Like, especially at the beginning, I could, like, see with this guitar just telling us how you're gonna fuck us gently. And, like, in the first chorus, you had, like, on the last part, on the discreetly, you had this growl, and it was really sexy. Like, you had this good balance of, like, your, like, low, really, like, deep, sexy voice, and then you had, like, some really nice, like, mid-range, higher parts that also were, like, really nice to hear from you. I just think this is, like, A, like, a great song for you, and B, like, great choice for the show to audition for. This is great.
Mm-hmm. I loved it. I love this. This song amuses me immensely.
So funny. In a sexy way.
Yeah. No, the way he sang it was just... The actual song, like, if you think about it, I don't know. It kind of is, but it isn't. But I think Gil, like, made it very sexy, so...
See, I've never heard the other versions, so I only know the Gil Dragon versions. It's just, like...
Well, anything Jack Black has like a comedic edge to it. Yeah. Whereas this was kind of like intense, like, I'm gonna fuck you, Jeremy.
Oh, yeah.
You're gonna like it. Like,
oh, baby.
Indeed. So good job, girl.
Good job. All right, I guess we can move on to Traviata.
Thank you.
And that was Traviata. And we're not sure what that song is, but the file is labeled Too Far, so we're gonna call it Too Far. Traviata, the heavy breathing at the beginning. I was like wondering if you had Gildragon there fucking you gently. Like, I feel like, oh, this is just really good.
Well, her subject was remember when cyber things, so maybe she was
Oh, okay,
cybering
cybering gently, got it. Okay. This is like, oh my gosh, this was really, really good. This is like the kind of music that you listen to when you're having sex. It was just so like intense and like it was like the lyrics, as much as they were like really cool lyrics when I was listening to them, but like they didn't matter because they all just blended so nicely into everything that was happening because you pr produced this so well. And it was just like this whole listening experience, like it was really, really good. And like, oh my God, I just want your voice in my pants right now. Yeah, that's all I have. Good job, Traviata.
Oh boy, Nelly's already been seduced. I like this was kind of okay, this is probably a bit meh rated R, but if you're like high and you're having like sex high, I can imagine this song being in the back of a movie in one of those high sex scenes, because it was kind of like trippy. But it was so well produced. Like, the production value on this was kind of intense. And like above everything, like I loved your vibrato on this. It was so subtle, like you could barely like hear it. And I especially love like when you were saying everything's a fucking lie on the lie when you came down and it was like low in your throat. That was perfect for it. Like it was just really, really good. I can hear you nailing this kind of stuff, like you just nailed the crap out of that song. It was just so good.
You fucked it
So.
hard.
Nelly, behave yourself.
Had to be said.
The drinking game of this is just gonna be like whenever Nelly or Laura say fuck. And then like it's gonna come
Probably,
up all
yeah.
the time.
Everyone's gonna
We should
get
put an R rating
smashed.
on this.
Yeah, we need to have an
Yeah.
R rating on this. Okay. Do you have anything else you want to say about Traviata?
No, I want her voice,
Oh,
babies.
yeah. Okay, we'll move on to Russ up next.
Oh, yeah.
If ever I would leave you, it wouldn't be in summer. Seeing you in summer, I never would go. Your hair streaked with sunlight, your lips red as flame, your face with luster that puts gold to shame. But if I never leave you, it couldn't be in autumn. How I'd leave in autumn, I never would know. I've seen how you sparkle when fall nips the air. I know you in autumn, and I must be there. And could I leave you running merrily through the snow, or on a wintry evening when you catch the fire's glow? If ever I would leave you, how could it be in springtime? Knowing how in spring I'm bewitched by your soul. Oh no, not in springtime, summer, winter, or fall. No, never could I leave you.
That was Russ with If Ever I Would Leave You from Camelot. God.
She's trying to seduce me now. Control yourself. Russ, I loved this from you. I thought it was really, really good. I like find a classic kind of voice like yours sexy a lot. Even so, even though the song wasn't really, it was kind of like that romantic, wistful thing you had going on, and that is kind of like fairy tale, which is can be considered sexy because a lot of women like want to be like whisked away and stuff, so it's kind of like seductive in that sense, like you're kind of drawing people into that. And I can definitely like hear you on like old Rat Pack standards and stuff, and like I know your vibrato is quite heavy a lot, but I could hear like if you use more straight tone and stuff, nailing some jazzy numbers and things like that, and like that could be like really sexy. So I think that you could definitely pull out the sexy on this show, and I really like your song a lot.
I also really like this. I liked how, we had the other two, which were way more like bam in our face sexy, but this was like Garnet said, like way more like gently seductive kind of sexy, which I really enjoyed.
Like a serenade.
And I know that like you also can do other stuff. Like I know you did Fat Bottom Girls, which I know Queen is super sexy to me, so like that's when you did that song, it was like awesome. So like I know that you can do that too, so I think that it'll like go really well on the show. And also I had to write it down when you said nips. Just
Thought
that
that was a
word.
trap.
Yeah, we talked about that in the chat, and I wrote it down the moment I heard it because it was just like
I
that's
know.
what
I was like, he said nips. She
yeah.
was like,
I
yeah,
wrote
I wrote it.
that down. Yeah, I had
Oh
to
boy.
start. Yeah, no, I think that like this is such a good starting point for this, like, and for this show, and I think this is like it's so different from what other people are gonna bring to it. So I'm like, I really like this. So good job, Chris. Okay. Next up is, oh no, I closed it.
Oh boy.
Next up is Rochellular.
Cellular.
Bringing sexy back.
Yeah.
Them other girls don't know how to act.
Yeah.
I think it's special what's behind your back.
Yeah.
So turn around and I'll pick up the slack.
Yeah.
Take him to the bridge, dirty boy. Boy.
Go ahead, be gone.
Come to the back.
Go ahead, be gone.
VIP.
Go ahead, be gone.
Drink some.
Go ahead, be gone.
Let me see what you're twerking with.
Go ahead, be gone.
Look at those hips.
Go ahead, be gone.
You make me smile.
Go ahead, be gone.
Come here, chick.
Go ahead, be gone.
Get your sexy on.
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 Go ahead, be gone.
Get your sexy on. I'm bringing sexy back.
Yup.
The motherfuckers don't know how to act.
Yup.
Boy, let me make up for the things you lack.
Yup.
You're burning up, I gotta get it fast.
Yup.
Take him to the bridge, dirty boy. You see these shackles, baby, on your slave. I'll let you with me if I misbehave. It's just that no one makes me feel this way.
Take him to the chorus.
Come here, boy.
Go ahead, be gone.
Come to the back.
Go ahead, be gone.
VIP.
Go ahead, be gone.
Drinks on me.
Go ahead, be gone.
Let me see what you're twerking with.
Go ahead, be gone.
Look at those hips.
Go ahead, be gone.
You make me smile.
Go ahead, be gone.
Come here, child.
Go ahead, be gone.
Get your sexy on.
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 Go ahead.
Go ahead, be gone.
Get your sexy on.
Go ahead, be gone.
Get your sexy on.
Go ahead.
Come here, boy.
Go ahead, be gone.
Come to the back.
Go ahead, be gone.
VIP.
Go ahead, be gone.
Drinks on me.
Go ahead, be gone.
Let me see what you're twerking with.
Go ahead, be gone.
Look at those hips.
Go ahead, be gone.
You make me smile.
Go ahead, be gone.
Come here, child.
Go ahead, be gone.
Get your sexy on.
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 Go ahead, be gone.
Get your sexy on. And that was Rochelle Yeller with Sexy Back. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, my notes don't make any sense. I have like the, oh, yes. I guess it means one of your moans I just really, really liked. Because you were just like, oh, and I was like, yeah. And I don't know why, but Rochelle Yeller saying motherfucker, like, when she said it, just for some reason, like, it excited me. I was like, oh, she said motherfucker, and I wrote it down. It's like, I don't know why. I don't think I've heard, like, Rach swear that much. Maybe that's it. I don't know. But, Rach, I like this from you. It's like, I've had, like, Laura's version on LVS, and this is, like, so different. So I love them both, like, so much because they're, like, not even close to the same thing. And I think that you really pulled off, like, what you're best at. So you did like all the like really sexy moans and stuff, but at the same time you also like had this really fun energy with it, which is really awesome. I know, I like this. Mm-hmm. Gee.
Yeah, I definitely like agree. You definitely played to your strengths with this, Rochelle. I love like the fact that you changed up phrasing and stuff, and like you took and the changes to phrasing that you did, like when you're like, let me see what you're twerking with, like it was like different, so it plays to your own like style and voice type a lot, which shows that you know how to like use your voice to come across in this sexy way and things like that. So I really loved it from you again. Like the production value was awesome, and yeah, I just really loved this.
Yeah, good job, Rach.
The moans.
Oh, I know. Okay, next up we have a Lash.
There he goes, my baby, walk so slow. Sexual tic-tac-toe. Yeah, I know, we both know it isn't time. No, but could you be my mind? We'll never get too far, just you, me, and the bar. C'est le ménage à toi. Summertime, oh, would you be my mind? Oh, would you be my mind? Would you be my mind? Oh, baby, light on, but your mom's not home. I'm sick of laying down alone. With this fever, fever, yeah. Fever, fever, yeah. There it goes, you stole my soul and soul. Cause sweetheart, no, no, nobody I know, no, knows me all can find. Ooh, time to be my mind, mine. Let's get inside your car, just you, me, and the stars. Can a ménage à toi, summertime. So would you be my mind? Yeah.
And that was Lash with Fever from Popstar, I believe.
Yep.
Ooh, Lash. I, like, adore your voice. This was sexy because it was, like, powerhouse female rawr. I just really loved it. Again, like, you guys, the stuff that you're submitting, oh, my gosh, it's just, like, epically produced. I loved your background voices, and your mixing was incredible. I loved your belting, and your control and your runs is impeccable. Your runs are always super clean. I just love this. I don't really have anything to say.
Yeah, Lash. You know this is, like, my favorite thing from you. So I was really happy to hear it again. Not that I don't listen to it, like, all the time. But, no, I love this. You're just, like, it highlights all the things that you're so amazing at. Like, the performance on this. Oh, my God. It's, like, so full of energy. You have these growls. You have, like, all this power. And like, it's just so good. Yeah, no, I, like, love this so much. And, like, your Oh Babies, like, before the choruses were so perfect. Like, your harmonies on that and, like, the levels of them, like, oh, I just, like, oh, I love this one so much. Oh, good job. I don't have words.
You left us speechless.
Yeah, oh my god.
Well, not really, because we just said a whole load of crap. But...
well, yeah, but most of it was just like, oh my god, oh my god, like, oh. Lash.
Just drool.
I get in my bed right now. Okay.
Stop yourself away on the audition show, Melly. Save yourself, woman.
Okay. Up next is Beloved Star.
Your eyes may be whole, but the story I'm told is your heart is as black as night. Your lips may be sweet, such that I can't compete, but your heart. Such a perfect time, but if I let you hang around, I'm bound to lose my mind, 'cause your hands may be strong, but the feeling's all wrong.
Beloved Star with Your Heart Is As Black As Night. Ugh. Okay, I actually managed to form one single coherent thought throughout this entire thing, so I'm just going to read it.
I love when people highlight exactly what makes them sexy and, like, brings it out. And you have, like, this sultry sexiness to you that this song highlights so well. I can just see you, like, laying on a piano in a really slinky, maybe sort of kind of see-through dress, just, like, making love to this song. Like, this is...
Oh my god.
This is yes, so your voice. Sorry. And your voice on this is like so sexy. Like, this is like fantastic. Like, that's all I have.
You're so funny. Cherie. My word woman. Jesus Christ, like, your voice is just incredible. Like, this is definitely, I was saying to Mel, this is my favorite so far. This was like,
I don't know. Best of the night so far, man.
It was. I think what I liked about it was, like Melly said, you, like everyone has done so far, you've brought out, like, what's the sexy about you. But there was, like, these little, like, touches that were kind of a bit different, which is maybe slightly like contradicting ourselves, but it was using these different like techniques. Like, I loved it when you're like, your heart is this black on the black when you drop down, and then or in like 2 minutes when you did this like little jump into head voice, and was like just really well done in that sense. It had the different like energies and vibes, but it was all like really well placed to come together in this like really like super sexy jazzy sultry package. And I don't know, I just like that for me was like the best of the night so far. Though I have to say, everybody has impressed me immensely.
Yeah,
so far,
we've gotten really amazing people, and like with really amazing songs they're coming out with, like,
and they've all just my gosh.
Okay, well, let's move on. Maddie is up next.
Baby, bloody hell, we're just like going crazy with the sexy.
I know.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous, I'm falling. There's no escape, I can't wait. I need a hit, baby, give me air. You're dangerous, I'm loving it. I can't come down, losing my head, spinning round and round. Do you feel me now? With the taste of your lips, I'm on a ride. You're toxic, I'm slipping under the taste of a poison paradise. I'm addicted to you, don't you know that you're toxic? And the love that you do, don't you know that you're toxic? Hey, it's getting late to give you up. I took a sip from the devil's cup. Slowly, it's taken over me. Too high, can't come down. It's in the air and it's all around. Can you feel me now? The taste of your lips, I'm on a ride. You're toxic, I'm slipping under the taste of a poison paradise. I'm addicted to you, don't you know
that you're toxic. And I love what you do. Don't you know that you are toxic? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Intoxicate me now with your loving now. I think I'm ready now.
I think I'm ready now.
Intoxicate me now with your loving. Intoxicate me now.
You're toxic. I'm slipping under the taste of a poison.
I'm ready now.
I'm addicted to you. Don't you know that you're toxic?
And that was Maddie with Toxic by Britney Spears, which I just found out was from the cover.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, baby, my turn to go first. Maddie, my gosh, Jesus wept. I'm just like, oh, my word. I love this version. How the hell you found this version? I do not know, but it is epic beyond epic. I thought I really liked the higher parts of it kind of more than the low bits. When you drop down, sometimes it felt like a tiny bit low for me, for you, like lower than I would like you to be singing, but it was still really good. I loved the, like, I'm addicted. It was just so good. I really liked when you was like singing Can't Come Down. It was like da out, and it was kind of staccato, and it kind of like was build into the atmosphere a little bit, because a lot of it is quite legato, and then it was like really intensified that statement for me. So I thought that was a really good artistic choice. I really liked at the end when you were like singing Intoxicate Me Now, and you pushed out the N sound there, and I liked the way that you hit some of your consonants as well through. I just thought this was really well done. It was super sexy, super sultry, and it was just awesome.
Yeah. Like I always say, this is, like, my favorite thing from Cover It Season 1. Like, I love this. Okay, in my head when this was going on, have you seen Labyrinth, Garnet?
Nope.
Okay, well, I see this as, like, Jareth and, I don't remember what the protagonist's name is, whatever her name is. Like, if that relationship, if Labyrinth was a porno, this song would, like, totally fit it. This song is like, I don't know, just like the way that you sing it and like the song itself, like this version of it, it's like sexy in like a kinky way.
No, I don't think it's like a porno. It's like when,
well, no, like that movie is a porno, because that movie's like a fan, like this high fantasy thing, and it was, well, already it kind of had this like sexy overtones.
Oh, right.
But then like with, if like this song was like the soundtrack to that movie, it would totally be like this really high fantasy, like awesome high budget porno.
Yeah, no, I get what you mean. It's kind of like cat and mouse. It's like a cat, yeah, and mouse song. Like this is some kind of like, mm.
Yeah. Like if we look at Beloved as like that was like this sultry classic kind of sexy, this is like the kinky, you know, really like weird stuff.
Yeah,
sexy, which is so great. I loved the emphasis that you put on the word toxic every time you said it. Like you were just like, it was like the climax of the song. Like at that,
oh,
point, and the yas at the end were just fantastic. Like, I just love this. It was like really sexy. So good job, Maddie.
So many different kinds of sexy in one place.
Okay, next up, we have Sukkono.
Oh, baby.
Nice legs, Daisy Dukes makes a man go. That's the way they all come through, like low cut, see-through shirts that make ya. That's the way she come through, like. 'Cause I just set them up, just set them up, just set them up to knock them down. Just set them up, just set them up, just set them up to knock them down. I think I should know how to make love to something innocent without leaving my fingerprints out. Now, L-O-V-E is just another word I never learned to pronounce. How do I say I'm sorry, 'cause a word is never gonna come out. Now, L-O-V-E is just another word I'll never learn to pronounce. Tight jeans, double D's, making me go. All the people on the street know. Iced out, lit up, make the kids go. All the people on the street know. 'Cause I just set them up, just set them up, just set them up to knock them down. Just set them up, just set them up, just set them up to knock them down. I think I should know how to make love to something innocent without leaving my fingerprints out. Now, L-O-V-E is just another word I never learned to pronounce. How do I say I'm sorry, 'cause a word is never gonna come out. Now, L-O-V-E is just another word I'll never learn to pronounce. You know that type of don't work on me, whistling and trying to flirt with me. Don't take it personally, 'cause we were never in love. It doesn't really matter who you say you are, singing out the window of your car. Find another girl in the bar, 'cause L-O-V-E is not what this was. I think I should know how to make love to something innocent without leaving my fingerprints out. Now, L-O-V-E is just another word I never learned to pronounce. How do I say I'm sorry, 'cause a word is never gonna come out. Now, L-O-V-E is just another word I'll never learn to pronounce.
And that was Sukkono doing, crap, I don't remember what that song is called. It's that song by 303.
Oh my god. What is it? Oh my god, I know this one. Googling.
Starstruck. Got it.
That's it.
Yeah, okay, so that was Sukkono with Starstruck by 303. Sukkono. I'm really happy you did 303, because I think it's, like, a group that really fits, like, with your voice type, and this song has, like, that level of, like, I shall leave Garnet to say that, because she came up with it, but I think it just has the right kind of, like, sexy for you. I, like, seriously, if you hadn't told me that you did, like, the whistles, I wouldn't have believed it. Like, they were, like, they fit in perfectly, and they sounded, like, great. I can't whistle like that, so, like, that was awesome.
That was little.
Yeah, you can leave your fingerprints on me anytime, Sukkono. I just don't really
have... I get dibs because he's Luke in Funland and I'm Garnet and...
I made Funland. I get, like, dibs on everybody, especially those who have died, so, yeah.
She can't do that. You're like, dibs. I did it first.
I have dibs on you and Sukkono and everybody else, so, just saying. No, I really like this Sukkono. I thought this was, like, a really good choice for you, and you pulled it off really. And I'm really, like, happy to hear something, like, new from you, like, that you, like, recorded this just for this show is, like, awesome. Yeah. Garnet.
Mm-hmm. The term that I came up with for Yusuke Ono was toy boy sexy, which is like, you're like the young guy who's like in with the older woman and you've got that kind of confidence, which like came across really well in his song. Just be careful. I felt like sometimes the energy dropped a little bit, so which kind of shatters the illusion a little bit. So just be careful about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that this was like, good from you. You've obviously improved a lot. I'm really happy that you've auditioned. And I didn't actually know that this was a new song that hasn't been on a show before. So this is like exclusive
it
to
is.
This voice. It's the first new song.
Yeah, he did it like just for us, which is like really awesome. And shows like he really cares to do the show. So that's exciting.
Yeah, I mean, well, everyone obviously.
Well, yeah, but I mean, he has like that. Like, he was like, oh, I gotta record something new and awesome. And I was like, yeah. Oh, it's a Kona.
That's cool. It's also like shows it's something that we've never actually really seen from Sukuna before because it's new. Like it doesn't normally do the sexy thing, so it was nice. It's really nice to hear it from you and to show that you actually, you know, you can do it despite you thinking that you can't. So
yeah, I agree. Great job, Sukuna.
Good job, Sukuna.
Okay, so last up tonight we have Sharp Cookies.
Woo.
He's a tramp, but I love him. Breaks a new heart every day. He's a tramp, they adore him, and I only hope he'll stay that way. He's a tramp, he's a scoundrel, he's a rounder, he's a cad. He's a tramp, but I love him. And I have got it pretty bad. You can never tell when he'll show up. He'll give you plenty of trouble. I guess he's just a no-count pup, but I wish that he were double. He's a tramp, he's a rover, and there's nothing more to say. If he's a tramp, he's a good one, and I wish that I could travel his way. Wish that I could travel his way. Wish that I could travel his way.
And that was Sharp Cookies with He's a Tramp from Lady and the Tramp, and that's HCOE season 2, we think. We're hazarding a guess. Cookies, I'm really glad you auditioned, because I've never heard this from you before. I've never heard you sing in this style, and I loved it. I thought that you were mixed a bit quiet, but apart from that, like, and a few tiny intonation errors, which maybe didn't contribute to the whole package. I thought this was really good. It's something I've not really heard from you before. And I've been, like, trying to, like, assign an adjective to people for the kind of, like, sexy that they are. And what I came up with you and your phrasing on this, it was kind of, like, a little bit bohemian. It was a bit Norah Jones, Corinne Bailey Rae-ish with the phrasing that you brought to it. So I didn't want to say, like, hippie sexy because it's not really. It's kind of, like, a bit bohemian, a bit kooky, so it's kind of like name. So I really like this a lot.
Yeah, I do too. This is my favorite thing you did on Happiest Competition too, so I'm like really happy to hear it again. Yeah, you had like this different energy that, like Garnet said, we don't hear from you a lot, which was really nice, and I hope that you, like, on this show, that if you make it through, that you can like do more of this kind of stuff, because I think that it, like, it really works for you and you sound really great on it. So, no, I really enjoyed this.
It's really interesting as well, because when we were, like, obviously we've encouraged everybody to audition, because as we've highlighted throughout the evening, everyone, like, kind of has the potential to be sexy.
Yeah, they have their own kind of sexy.
Exactly, but this is not the kind of sexy that I thought Cookies would bring. I thought that she'd bring this kind of, like, rock chick, angsty sexy.
Yeah.
And then she came with this, and I was like, whoa, okay, Cookies has got a lot going on right there. So she's obviously got a lot to bring to the table. So
I agree. That's, like, awesome. Okay. I guess we can, like, quickly talk about
what we're gonna do, and we will be right back. And we're back. Mm-hmm. And we've made decisions. Nine decisions, in fact. Would you like to tell them?
I would. Me and Melly are feeling easy tonight, and everybody is going through. Yeah. We were super impressed. We were really, really impressed with everybody. We thought that everybody really brought, like, their own unique thing to the table, and it was all freaking sexy, so...
Yeah, everybody's got, like, their own thing going on, and it's all, like, super strong and really great, and I'm really excited for everybody to be in the show.
The caliber of sexy was intense.
Yeah, I was so high. Like, I thought that I wouldn't get, like, all seduced until, like, a few rounds in, but I was wrong.
So. Oh boy. Well, you're obviously easier than you thought you were.
Obviously. Oh my god. So thank you everybody for listening.
Mm-hmm.
And in case you were wondering, the auditions are, we're trying to get 15 people on the show, so we have 9 stars. We have room for 6 more people. So get those auditions in. Mm-hmm. I guess that's everything.
Yeah, that is.
Well,
we're kind of not. Like, once we get, like, 50 people we want to accept, we're closing. So, like, you might want to, like, get it in because we don't know when we're next going to do an audition show with my exam, and that might be the last one that we do, so.
Yeah. So we'll find out. So thank you, everybody, for listening, and see you later.
Goodbye.